Okay, good morning. In the interest of time, we're actually going to get started. Those who don't know me, my name is Gurpal Thur. I'm in Soil and Water Science Department of University of Florida. The intent of this session is to share and discuss research results related to water quality issues in urban areas. As we look across the country and other areas, the natural landscape, especially forest and agricultural, is converted to urban areas to accommodate increasing population. If you look at the bottom, these two slides that shows the forest area reduction over 70 years period in Florida. Looking forward into the future, that's the Tampa area, that's the Orlando area. And it looks like we will have more natural landscape replacement. And this is a similar trend in many other urban areas in the country and even worldwide. So when the land use changes, the first thing that we see is increase in the runoff components. And as we continue to replace and put homes, the runoff component significantly increases. At the same time, the leaching or the downward infiltration decreases. So in urban areas, water availability is also another issue. The other thing we see is the runoff areas increase because we have more impervious areas such as roads, rooftops, and we also have more inputs of various things which is not in the natural systems. So looking at the typical pollutants that are found in urban stormwater runoff, which is a leading cause of non-point source pollution, soil particles, especially from construction sites, the biggest probably is the nutrients that goes on the lawns and landscaped areas. Quite a few of toxic pesticides used on the lawns, metals, and some of them are lead, zinc, and mercury, and hydrocarbons from vehicle exhaust. Another component, bacteria pathogens from pet waste, and even from failing septic tanks, which can also contribute nutrients and so many other things. And another component, another pollutant that EPA has recently recognized is a heated runoff in urban areas, especially in the cities, that also has the potential to change the species composition downstream. So in this talk, in this session, we have talks, many talks that talk about nutrients and sediment runoff and nitrous oxide emissions from urban areas, which is also an issue. We also have some BMPs such as stream restoration and stormwater, urban stormwater BMPs. We also have talks on turbidity reduction using some new tools in construction areas and some cyanobacterials. And we do have two talks, organic carbon pool and the copper transport, which are in this session due to logistics of organizing.